Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 70 for Friday, September 4th, 2015.
Tonight, all night, yeah, it's the Weekly Dose of Fat Radio Hour with the Right Reverend Sven Hammer and Uncle Gomez.
Aloha, amigos.
Welcome, brethren. That dulcet-toned voice introducing the show and joining us all night was none other than Mr. J.K. Livin. Welcome, good sir.
Testify, my brothers.
Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly and the Corporation for Fat Bike Broadcasting. Did you know that 3 out of 4 dentists recommend Surly bikes to their patients that ride bikes? Good dental hygiene starts and ends with fun, freedom, and the buttery smooth ride of a quality steel bicycle.
Learn more about bikes and modern dentistry at surlybikes.com.
All right, all right, all right. So, JK, what's happening on the show this week?
We'll be taking calling guests all show long to ask the question, do you ride with music? If so, earbuds, Bluetooth gizmo? And we'll probably ask you what your favorite ride song is. This week's special guest is Andy Skoglin from Surly. We reveal next week's calling question. We'll talk fat bike and plus bike news in the Fatty Farm Field Report. And as always, we've got fat and plus size links from the internet.
Plus size. Hey, that brings us to the top of the hill, boys.
Top of the hill.
Cheers, Harry.
Oh. Echo Fina Botella. You tested out the new ATM bag. It can hold 5 beers in a blazing 90-degree late summer day. Kept them ice cold for an hour.
For a good hour, yeah.
Way to go, Andy.
Yeah.
Way to build in that
6 would have fit, but yeah. You need sometimes have to.
So it, have it, does a it have a does it have an insulating layer?
It seems like it does. I mean, cool. The outside definitely has that kind of cooler,
rip, Cordura style.
Ripstop, something.
Yeah, there's all type of high tech fabrics.
Yeah, but you just keep it all closed up.
Like they use in the the wolf keep it all cold.
They just keep all cold together.
Finsulate.
So while we're waiting for our special guest this week, Mr. Andy Skoglund, why don't we take a quick break?
I need a break.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio. Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the show. While we're waiting for Andy to call, maybe we could just answer the question of the week ourselves.
Oh, good idea.
Like, do you ride with music? And if so, do you ride with earbuds or some Bluetooth gizmo?
Do you want me to go first?
More importantly, what's your favorite ride song?
I got this all figured out. I just got a new, I had a Boombotix and it just died. The switch broke. So I bought a Boombotix Mini and that's what I use. And I'm going to go with a Daft Punk song from last summer. I forget the name, but y'all know when it's like a big, big alt hit. Because, when that song comes on, I dance on the pedals.
Just like who dances? Phil Liggett.
Phil Liggett.
Phil Liggett dancing. He's dancing on the pedals. All right, JK, you gotta chime in on the with earbuds with Bluetooth. No, not at all.
Oh, it's Bluetooth. I pretty much always have something playing.
I've noticed that. I ride with you often enough to notice that.
I go with a lot of almost disposable Bluetooth at times, but right now
store speakers.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, hey, I'm at Walmart, and they go, give me that. You know, it's got a shelf life of a couple months, and well, you
of rocking good tunes.
Yeah. So right now it's a Boombot Rex,
which they last really well. They go for a while.
Yeah,
That's the one that lasted 2.5 years probably for me.
Mine lasted until I lost it, and then I found it. And now you got it.
Yeah. Nice. And the ride song, Sleep's Dope Smoker.
Yeah,
good one,
because it's 1 hour and 3 minutes.
Wow,
total drone.
Yeah, it's a good one. It definitely keeps your attention for an hour.
I've done a couple rides where that's like been the only thing on the whole
beach ride.
Yeah,
just it's really awesome. It's like this whole thing is fueled by this song.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, well, if I'm listening to music, which I don't always, I use a boombox. I have a Pro now that seems pretty good.
And Boombox Pro.
The thing I started using it for even more than listening to music is actually answering the phone.
Yeah.
And people are like, "Nah, I can't tell you're riding your bike." You know, it's like, okay, well, except for the. Other than that, no, there's no like wind noise coming through it or anything, or not discernible. Wow. So, yeah, I use the boombox if I'm, and usually I use that around town. Out on the trails, I don't listen to music very much.
Really?
I like the solitary silence.
I like to hear music on almost all the time.
All right, and I'm gonna beg out of the song. I have a bunch of playlists, but I think we'll take a call real quick. Welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
It's the Phantom Menace.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
Just trying to bring you into the show by turning the little knobby dealy up so that we could hear you.
Dave Lunds.
I'll
fiddle with knobs right over here.
Fiddling with knobs right now. What's happening?
Oh, I called at the right time, I guess.
Well, we're waiting for a call from Andy. He's going to call in from Surly here at some point, so we'll take his call when he comes around. But what do you got?
Hey,
okay.
The question of the week, Dave.
I was instructed to call in by Mr. Gomez, so just following orders.
Yeah, the question of the week is, do you ride with music? And if so, do you use earbuds or do you use a Bluetooth speaker? And if so, what's your favorite radio? No, what's your favorite song to ride to? Color My World by the Chicago.
I ride with music. There's enough shit going on in my head when I ride. I don't need any other distractions. <All
right. laughs> I can attest to that.
But I do remember 1 year during Ruler West 24 singing Bread Fan by Metallica multiple times over and over in my head for the course of 24 hours.
Well, very good.
Other than that, whatever, you know, pops in my head, and then whatever I have to beat it out with said heavy metal songs, you know, shit like that, you know.
Right on. Well, Dave, Andy's giving us a shout here. You want to hang out?
Okay.
We got Andy calling in, so we're going to get him going here. Do you want to hang out or give us a shout back?
I'll call you back in a little bit.
Right on.
Bye, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Bye. Please welcome to the radio program, Surly. Product engineered Congressman Andrew Skoglund.
Hey, a lot of people don't know this, but Andy is also a Sith Lord of the Dark Side of the Force. How you doing, Andy?
I'm good. You guys aren't supposed to give that away, but I'm great. Glad to be here.
It's hard to say Sith Lord. Sith Lord.
Part of the training.
Yeah.
We've invited Andy to come on the radio program to answer all of your questions about the new Wednesday from Sally.
Yeah, Andy used his Dark Side's incredible power to design the Wednesday for Surly. What was going through your mind?
Andy, tell us how voodoo and the Dark Side influenced the design of the new Wednesday.
The Dark Side, you know, I didn't really have to use too much of it for it.
Just a pinch?
We... Not yet, anyways. We, at Surly, we wanted a bike that we could have a little bit cheaper MSRP, that people could buy into a little bit cheaper, and we wanted a bike that was a little bit between some of the bikes that we made. We both, and everyone loves an ice cream truck here, everybody loves Pugsley's, but they do very different things, and they're both very feature-rich. We were thinking maybe with everything that we learned over the years, we could apply all those little nuggets in our pockets to frame design and wrap it up into a $1,500 bike, and that's what we did.
Right on.
Cool. So you want to share some of those feature nuggets with our listeners?
So it starts with we wanted to do, you know, we break it up into thresholds, 4- and 5-inch bikes, but basically it's spacing and BB shell width. So we wanted to see how big of a tire we could get with a 100mm BB shell threaded, mm-hmm. and with a 177 centered rear end. Those hubs are way more available now than they were when the Pug was designed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, mounting racks and doing all those things, and they look a little bit different than an offset bike. Some people like an offset, some people don't. So we had the ICT, we had the Pug, and I was like, man, I really like a more mountain bike handling fat bike that isn't 132 press fit and 197 space, because it's a big, heavy, really stiff bike. So we looked into it, and so that's what we're looking at, is we're looking at back to 100 mil BB shell threaded. We got a 4.6 or so tire clearance, and depending on the rim and tire, I mean, it's such a gray subjective realm of what tire fits and what doesn't fit.
Oh, yeah, but, for sure.
You know, most things labeled 4.6 are going to fit. Some bigger stuff might fit, but it's going to be tight, and we'll just say 4.6.
What's it coming with for what's it coming with for rim width stock?
80 mils. 80, so yeah, it comes good. With our 80 mil, my other brother Daryl, tubeless compatible rim, which we are going to come out with a pin version for OEM, which is what the Wednesday comes with, and then which is centered only lacing. Actually, that's centered or offset
right.
lacing. Sorry. And then we're going to have a welded aftermarket version that's going to be either centered or offset. So they have a little bit different cutout patterns, too, depending on where the spoke nibble holes are, too. So that's the rim that's coming on. That's a big deal, too. We'll probably get into that a little bit. But that tubeless rim takes a bunch of weight off the wheels, even with the tubes in. They're about 200 grams lighter than a Daryl. They're
nice.
Awesome. Cool. Really stiff, really strong, too.
This bike can run just about any drivetrain as well. Now with the 170 roll-off, it can run an interlink geared, and it actually has all the cable hangers for that, as well as regular derailleur systems, or the track dropouts allow you to single-speed this. So it's super versatile.
Right. Yep. Yeah, so we have MDS chips on some other bikes, and we tried to see if we could get as much of that into a cast dropout, which is going to reduce the price of the bike by quite a bit in the complexity and make it a little bit more reliable. So we really looked into it, and we got a dropout that did everything for a through axle or a QR, and basically went with through axle because more and more people are running them. They're stronger, they're stiffer, and the new cast one-piece dropout has a front axle dump, because once you pull your through axle out, you can just dump it out the front instead of out the back, and we're all familiar with how annoying that could be in the winter, middle of winter.
Yeah.
And so we were almost there, and then we came up with a really good little washer adapter design that actually lets you run a 170 QR wheel on this dropout too, or this bike, and so circle is complete at that point. You can run whatever the hell you can find, which is important to us.
That's very, very much like the bike I ride right now. It's just like, sounds perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. That whole part of it is so true to what I think the core of Surly's goodness is that whole, you can build this bike from the stuff that is in your garage and at swap meets, and it can be a great entry level bike. So we have some questions.
And that's important to us, we want them to be, they look good on the sales floor, but also, when you're 3 years in and the bike's kind of rusty and dirty, but you see it in the back of a truck at a swap meet, and you're like, man, I know I can build that thing up with something sweet, and I know it's good, and that's important, and we want these things to sell good now and hold their value, down the road, because they're awesome.
Well, cool. So we actually have... We put the word out that we're going to be talking to you, and we had some questions come in from our listeners. So we have a guy, Phil Tomlinson. He wrote us, and he asked if the new Wednesday can fit a 29-plus wheel set.
Absolutely. Yes, it can. No problem. 29x3 is, it's like tic-tac to a whale, The dropout... It could have been a lot worse than that. The dropout has 20 mils of four aft adjustment in it, and so the diameter of a 29.3 tire will hit the seat tube full forward, but at 10 mils back or so, at 445 chainstay length, you're golden. At that point, you could probably run a 29 by who knows what's going to come out in a couple of years,
Sure.
So it is at full forward, what's the chainstay length?
It's 435,
right on.
Which is 5 mils shorter than any bike like this I could find. So
yeah, awesome. Works good.
One of our test pilots, Olav Stenlund, over there in Sweden, he had a couple of questions. One is mostly about the tire width, which you kind of already covered, but he also asked, what does a frame weigh? Just the frame.
Oh, the frame. The frame weighs, I think, before I say anything, let me make sure this is right. I have a number in my head, and I'll get there.
Can we guess at the number, and then you can tell us if we're right or wrong?
Yeah.
I'm guessing. So I'm
we're going, let's go for
right.
like a right. medium-sized or a large. What do you want, medium or large?
I'm going to go large.
Okay.
Let's do medium.
Let's do medium.
All right.
Medium.
No, because you guys have a large, so you could have weighed that.
Yeah. I'm going by, I'm using my idiot savant talents
yeah,
here.
Medium-sized, no fork, just the frame.
Right.
Okay, this could be really interesting. I'll give you a pug weight or an ice cream truck weight in the same size, and then you can have a
little bit. I don't need a hint, dude.
Yeah, I got a number in my head.
I have a number in my head, and I'm telling you.
You guys are teasing me. I said that. Okay. All right. Let's hear them, both of you two.
Gomez.
All right, I'll go first. I'm going to go with 4 pounds, 4.99 pounds.
I was going to say 4.92, but I'm just going to go like 5.1 just to be higher than you.
Oh,
so it can be more than you.
Oh.
Okay.
He wins, doesn't he?
The Wednesday frame weight on a medium is 5.8 pounds.
Right on.
Oh, so
both very good.
Sven won.
But both
he
very
was closer.
Wrong.
Yeah. No, I mean,
he goes
just,
to the bonus round.
You know, I think you can tell a lot about how a bike is built by what it weighs. You know, I mean, it's a good thing. I've ridden some pretty light steel frames, and they don't last very long.
Yeah, heavy is reliable, you know. That's about a third of a pound more than a pug frame, and about a pound less than an ice cream truck frame. So,
and you've been right there, you know, that's all been on your blog. You put the weights up there today.
Oh yeah, that's what I was looking at. Thanks, Gomez. I was cheating.
No, that's all right. That's right. I was cheating too. I was going by my memory. I just remembered it was 5 pounds. Not 5.8, so that's why I went 4.99. And then Sven snaked me and went above me instead of below me.
Yeah.
I wanted.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, I got sniped. And we actually have one more question, and this is a fairly interesting question, because when this was all explained to me up at in Ogden, I did not know that all of your other frames have a great deal of... what's it called when the tubing is thinned out?
Butted.
Butting. It's
butted.
You have custom butted tubes on many of your bikes. And so tell us about the tube set. The question is, what are the frame tube set differences between the Wednesday, the Pug, and the ice cream truck?
Oh, you've got another question.
That's a great question. Yes, all of our frames are custom butted steel. We're not very good at talking about it, but... they're all there.
I know. I was surprised to hear that. I was like, what? Okay.
Yeah. It says it on the sticker.
okay, I'm rude.
So the ice cream truck has a very advanced tube set. It's actually tapered externally and internally, so it's actually triple butted, and the outside of the tube grows from the diameter of the seat tube all the way up to the diameter of the head tube, and there's different tubes for each size. It's insane. They're really, really strong. They're designed to work without a gusset if you don't need one.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty amazing, but they are very expensive to make, and then even more expensive to miter, and then even more expensive to fixture when welding, because they don't have a constant OD. And so as stiff and awesome looking and strong as they make a frame, they're really expensive. The Pug has an older tube set that's still double butted, with gussets on it. It's a smaller tube set from when engineering compliance testing standards were a little bit different. That's been stepped up in the past few years. So this tube set is still round OD, double butted all around, but a little bit bigger than the Pug, and hence this frame is a little bit heavier, quite a bit stronger than a Pug in terms of that. So the fork length on it is a little bit longer than a Pug, but shorter than an ice cream truck. So still all custom and different buttings.
Is it
and different tubes all over. So
is it set up as Bluto compatible? for the fork length?
So one of the most complicated things that I've been trying to explain is the fact that it ships with a 468 millimeter rigid fork, which is close to the riding sag length of a Bluto 80 millimeter fork. And so there was a lot of people assumed it was designed on an 80 millimeter suspension fork, would make sense. But it was actually designed with a 100 millimeter suspension fork in mind. And the hard thing to talk about is why that rigid fork isn't the same length as a 100 mil suspension fork
right.
that it's designed to ride around. And that could be a huge vortex we could spin into. But basically, a rigid bike, we like to keep it snappy and short. That's how most people like to ride them. They like their BBs a little bit lower. Most people that like a sus fork like their BBs a little bit higher because it comes down as you use right. the suspension. They right. like their head tube a little bit slacker. And so there's an opportunity there to have the frame built into two bikes that both camps really like. And we worked on, and 468 just ended up to work out really good for that. If you compare the numbers between an ice cream truck with a 100 millimeter Bluto on it, which that was designed for, and a Wednesday with a 100 millimeter Bluto on it, they're like a half a degree different, and the BBs are almost in the same spot. If the Wednesday had that length fork on it, rigid, I feel like we'd miss an opportunity to kind of reach a group that doesn't care about Bluto and just wants a really good handling rigid bike. And so with the rigid fork on it, it pulls itself away from the ice cream truck a little bit, allows it to have a lighter frame, better looking fork, lighter frame.
Cool.
So that's why we did that.
You guys overthink this stuff, it sounds like.
Andy maybe
we do that with everything.
Andy might actually be too smart to be on our show.
Yeah, I'm like a rocket scientist.
No, that's not true. I had to have someone dial this number for me, Gomez. There, I came up with it.
And then we have one like smart-ass question. John May from the Spacebook, he asks, can we call it a steel bear grease? What the fuck does that mean?
Deer grease? That's different. He can call it whatever he wants. You know?
Good answer, Andy.
I think that's cool.
As long as he buys one.
Yeah, you got to buy one, and then you can name it whatever the hell you want.
Name it whatever the hell you want. Otherwise, you got to call it Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on the show and straightening us out, Andy.
Yeah. Is that all the questions you guys got? I kind of prepared myself for anything.
Maybe you have some you'd like to ask us.
I do, but I think we might not do it on air.
All right.
Okay. Are you going to be out at Interbike?
No, I'm sticking around.
You get to stay home.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like fun. We're going to have to go take care of Mr. Sav for you then.
We're going
to
do our radio show live from the El Rancho pool in Boulder City, Nevada next week.
2 weeks from
okay,
now.
2 weeks from now.
We're close, right? So I'll just say keep your equipment away from that pool. Like, whatever you don't want to get wet, just don't bring it.
Oh, yeah, that's
there.
Something to actually think about, isn't it?
All right, yeah, we got to keep the equipment out of the pool, that's for sure.
I got to keep my equipment somewhere for sure.
Hey, thanks for the tip, Andy. Lord Skoglund from the planet.
You're welcome.
Surly, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Andy. Hope to talk to you again.
Yeah. All right, bye, guys.
See ya.
Hey. Guess what?
It's union break again.
we've got a caller on the line.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, way.
Cool. Let's do it.
Who are we talking to?
What's up? Hey, guys. Travis up in Alaska, man. How you doing?
Travis.
All right, Travis has been lurking for about 10 minutes or more listening to Andy talk about the Wednesday.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
That was awesome. That was some, sweet information, man. That was that guy obviously knows his stuff a lot better than I do.
I wonder who's going to have the first Wednesday up there in Alaska.
Yeah, would look beautiful on those bluebird white snow days.
Mm-mm. I'm looking forward to riding one for sure.
So what are we going to do? What are you going to do, Travis, when Sven and I come up there for the big Fat Bike Festival, the ITI checkpoint? What are we going to do?
What's on our itinerary?
I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to take some time off work, and I'd say we do some rides, drink some beers, and have a shitload of fun.
Sounds good.
I'm in.
Yeah, I went for and had crab legs like I wanted to have crab legs down at a place right by the muskox neck thing store. What's that called? It's right in downtown.
Was it right on the inlet?
No, it's right in downtown. Anchorage. Not in Homer. The rusty salmon, the
coho salmon.
Is it Humpy's Bar and Grill?
Maybe. I don't know. We have to go back there.
Yep. Gomez can be the tour guide of
Giant crab legs, dude. It was awesome. Good beer.
Giant crab legs are kick ass.
They had that the walrus penis Euclid or whatever beer on tap.
Wow.
The Usyk.
Usyk, that's it.
Walrus penis. Is that like 9% or something?
I don't know. I just, the tap handle's is the bone that resides inside of a walrus's dang-a-lang.
Dang-a-lang. It's time for anatomy. John Marine biology Thomas. Here on Fat Bike Radio right
now. It's because of the shrinkage. They need a bone down there. It's fucking cold in the Arctic.
Oh, yeah. That's actually probably... A reason to have a bone in your bone.
I talk like I know. I didn't go swimming when I was there.
What's been happening up your way, Travis?
Well, if you haven't seen in the news, we've had the presidential visit going on up here.
Right. Actually, I had thought to ask you about that, so glad you brought it up.
Yeah, they flew over my house last night. All three Marine 1, 2, and 3, whatever, Osprey helicopter things. Yeah, killer. They buzzed right over the top of my house last night. That was pretty cool.
Nice.
So what where's he visiting? What was he doing? I heard a little bit about the itinerary. He went up above the Arctic Circle, which supposedly no other president has done or something.
Yeah, he's checking out all the climate change stuff. There's a couple of villages up there that are just about wiped out with the warming temperatures and the slight increase in sea level and some wicked storms, Shishmaref, and there's couple other villages up there that are, if they don't relocate soon, they're just going to be gone. So he was up there checking out, flew into Kotzebue. I think today he was in Kotzebue, and yesterday he was a little further south below the Arctic Circle out on the west coast of Alaska in Billingham, meeting with the locals out there. Same thing, discussing climate change and checking out the whole commercial fishing scene. Bristol Bay is just, it's the biggest salmon run pretty much in the world, big important part of our economy. And he's got a lot of supporters out there. They were going to put a big gold mine in up above that would have poured into Bristol Bay. And the pebble mine, that thing's since been kind of put on hold.
No
down.
Pebble mine. Have a sticker.
Yeah. No pebble. Exactly.
Well, cool. Have you gone into the bike shop there in Anchorage and just given the skunk eye to Nicholas Carman? Have you just like?
Yeah, I stopped in there the other day.
Yeah.
And I was kind of on a short time frame, and I was grabbing a tube, and I didn't scope out Nicholas. I was waiting for somebody to say his name. Kind of want to size the guy up first.
Just a little spy mission. Just go in and say, hey, friendo, which one of you is Nick or Nicholas? And then just like give him the skunk eye and then buy something and leave. Don't explain it.
Buy a power bar.
A power bar. And then just leave it there. Buy it and then leave it there.
Slam it on the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put it in the care package and save it for us.
Big fat bike ride. I got a referee shirt now, so I can referee the whole thing. So,
Yeah, I got this whole Mexican wrestler outfit that I plan on wearing.
Luchador. Yeah.
Nacho Libre.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. All right. So any bike riding going on? I've been reading your stories. You're kicking ass.
Yeah. I think we put the power line story up this week.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
our lead story.
Lead story.
Mm-hmm.
our lead story.
Yeah, that was cool. And I did, I don't know if anybody noticed, I put a little update there in the comments section. They've had the backside of that thing shut down all
year,
all summer, I should say, for the, you know, electric company redoing their stuff. And a good friend of mine is a park ranger. And, yeah, he just let me know this week that the backside of the pass is open again. So that's great news because a lot of people want to do the whole ride and be able to drop off the backside of the saddle.
And then where does that lead you in relationship to where you started? What's your, like, after you do the downhill on that side to get back, if you had a vehicle parked at the parking lot, where would you, how far would you go?
You know, total mileage on the trail, honestly, though, I'd guess that probably to be about, you know, maybe 15, 14 mile total ride. And it, you drop into this little town in Indian, It's right along Turnigan Arm, Gomez. You drove right by it on your way to Homer. And it's really cool because you park your car at the Brown Bear Saloon. And you finish up with beers. And there's also the Turnigan Arm pits down there. And when they're open in the summertime, you can walk over and just get an awesome pulled pork sandwich with bacon plank or brisket. Yeah, and then drive time-wise, once you end up in Indian, you're going to have about a half hour, probably 40-minute drive back to get the, you know, the truck that you started in up there at the Flat Top parking lot.
Oh, got it. So you run it like a shuttle.
Do a shuttle action, yeah.
Yeah, shuttle action.
That's what you meant by shuttle.
Yeah, that's what
you meant. In your article.
Yeah, the pictures were great. I'm glad you ran into another guy out there that was riding with you. And
yeah, like crossing streams there, a fatback guy riding with a 907 guy. It's good to see. World peace. Beautiful man.
Yeah. Joe's bike was real nice, man. He that candy apple paint job he put on it was just beautiful.
But you don't ride, you guys ride Specialized, don't you? Sorry. I had your bike.
Yeah, on. I'm a fat man. I'm a fat boy right now.
I'm the fat boy. I haven't had a lot of time on him, but I ride Mike's up at Zuzu every once in a while, and that's good riding bike.
I had 6 weeks on one last winter. I'd own that bike. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I definitely like the bike, and honestly, that trail when you start getting the first 3 or 4 miles, it's just total cruiser. But once you get back there, you really get on some loose, kind of bigger rock, and I felt way more comfortable and confident rolling that 4.6 ground control than I would have on my, you know, mountain bike.
Yeah, that is a great tire. I've been
ground control to JK Living.
JK is over there doing transparent colors.
Drawing in transparent colors. Did you have an answer for this week's call-in question?
Do you ride with music?
I do. I got a Bluetooth gizmo. And my favorite ride song, I'm going to have to say Black Sabbath, The Mob Rules.
Sabbath.
Good call. Does that scare the bears away when you're out in the big brush?
Oh, hell yeah. It scares everyone away. Bears or people.
Not seventh graders in 1974 was like a magnet. Sorry, I might be dating myself.
Right. Then you'd have a crowd following you.
Be like the coolest kid. You'd,
imagine if you were, if you back then, if you had a little Bluetooth thing that you could just blast that in people's faces of, and nobody else would know what the hell it was. It's like if you could time travel back to 1974 with your Bluetooth gizmo, I'd just be like, gee.
We've been doing the time warp dance here all evening. And this is still 2015, however.
And you could still put it in somebody's face. It just wouldn't be as impressive.
So you want to know what next week's question is, huh? Do you, Travis?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Bring it on.
Next week's question, what is your fat bike dream destination? Call in next week, Wednesday, from 8 to 9 Central Standard Time to 818-918-2453, and we'll discuss.
Yeah, I think that's a good one to give a little thought to. I have a couple ideas, but hey, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back with the Fatty Farm Field Report and more with Travis from Anchorage.
Sploosh.
Hey, so listen up. This is your brain. La, 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 la.
happy song. La 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 la, Smurf the whole day long.
And this is your brain on plusbikes.com. Any questions?
You're tuned, to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back. This week's Fatty Farm Field Report is sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. Check out Uncle Dick at UncleDicksBikeShop.com.
Uncle Dick, he texted me. It's one of the really hottest days of the summer today.
Yeah, it's pretty humid out there.
So he couldn't make it.
He had heat stroke.
I think that he's developed a serious rash. Sometimes you can get that prickly heat.
I got a rash, man.
Hey, Travis, are you drinking beer?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I like hear a can clinking around or something. What do you got?
Yeah, just cracked another King Street IPA. It's not the only thing I drink, but you just
save it for show nights. We appreciate that.
And I'll definitely take you guys there when you're up for ITI.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I was asking earlier.
I have an icy cold Pabst Blue Ribbon right now.
So listen, before we get too far into the Fatty Farm Field Report, I want to send out some healing vibes to our little gnome fest sister, Teresa Gibson. She tangled with the wrong gnome last weekend and fractured two vertebrae in a pretty gnarly bike crash. So she has started a GoFundMe site to help her out with the bills while she's recovering, because she's a bartender, so she's not working. She's not making no dough.
No dough.
And we'll have that link to the GoFundMe site in our show notes. Heal fast, Teresa.
Let's revisit last week's question and talk about the results.
Yeah, we did have a couple answers last week, but we didn't really chime in ourselves so much on the, what's your favorite annual fat bike event was basically the question from last week.
Right. JK?
I'd say steel is real. It's loosely in the fat bike.
Balloon fat bike.
Yeah, I've been pushing the fat bike things at that event for a few years now, since I ride steel fat bikes anyway.
Yeah.
Perfect venue for it.
It's really just like the Labor Day weekend. There's always just a mess of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. There's like Tour de Towner. And
the Goonies ride.
Yeah, this is like the last hurrah of summer here for...
And Monday, I'm holding a ride.
Yeah.
for the organized riding around. Yeah. And so it's... Every day you can pretty much hook on to.
Well, you know,
so we get a little nice Milwaukee one. Current events as well as your favorite, not remember anything other than 3 days?
Yeah, it's very short.
Well, your event is way out in Kettle Moraine, and that's my favorite event. That's a big event.
Yeah, it's coming up.
I would think we'll have like 8.2 riders come, something like that. 8.2.
Yeah, Gomez's thing is out at the Southern Kettle Moraine Forest, which is an awesome mountain bike trail system that's been, it's an IMBA epic, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's well recognized.
Yeah.
As a kick-ass trail.
It's well worn in.
Well.
That's for sure. It gets a lot of traffic.
Yeah, which means it draws people from Chi-Town and whatnot.
Right on. So we're going to do a little ride and barbecue, hang out, have some laughs. Have our Big Labor Day derby. So maybe we'll have a carbon fiber bike derby.
Yeah, we will.
And then a slap fight.
I'll wear my kit.
Kits and carbon.
So JK, you're pretty much Labor Day weekend's a good day to ride a bike.
Yeah. I know it's a cheat, but it's just
so
like,
your favorite fat bike event of the year is Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
Awesome.
I like it. It's a 3-day event.
Yeah.
Actually, you could
stretch the parameters.
You could probably work that into a four-day. That's a four-day thing.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need that Monday.
Yeah.
Just not do a...
Well, solidarity, Monday, brother. I'm with you.
What's your... You got one?
Well, Gnome Fest is near and dear to my heart. Not necessarily a fat bike event. More of a, weirdo event.
Although fat bikes do fit in very well there.
Sure.
Yeah, lots of weirdos own fat bikes.
Indeed.
Hello, people haven't figured that out by now. They're looking at the wrong fat bike.
I was like, duh. But my favorite fat bike event has got to be the king of all races, The Fat Bike Berkey.
I thought you were going to say the Fat Bike Nationals. No, totally. The Fat Bike Berkey is an awesome event.
Yeah. Nice people. Get to see a lot of friends from all over the Great Lakes area. So we get to see all our friends from Minnesota and from Michigan and Iowa and
Colorado.
It's
Alaska.
Yeah, right.
People show up.
It's a good time.
Heck, and we even had Will Ross on the show last week.
Dang right.
And I just saw Travis. I think Travis sent a link that said he had won the whatever summer mountain bike race series up there because he's so dang fast getting. And he's only using that for training to be fast on the fat bike.
No doubt. That guy's got a motor. So how about you there, Sven?
Well, that's a good one to pick because I love being up there and I ride up there, but I don't ride in that event. So I was like,
work in an event can get, it's a whole different perspective.
Right.
As much as we really like work.
You know, yeah.
But right. We don't get to race.
Speaking of working. Yeah. I think mine last Fat Camp is really fun.
Yeah.
That's and it's coming up. So it's in a couple of weeks. I think it's the week after I get back from.
It's the 26th that week.
Yeah, after Interbike.
And one of our test pilots is getting married, so I'm going to be going right from Fat Camp out onto the dance floor to do the Time Warp dance instead of the Hokey Pokey.
It's a step to the left.
All right. Don't get me started.
Can I get a sound bite here? Don't get
started. And so that's a good answer. Fat Camp rocks for sure.
Yep. If you're in the area, I highly recommend camping out at Illinois Beach State Park for Friday, Saturday night, that weekend of the 26th, whatever that is.
And we ride to a bar.
It's terrible. Terrible time.
We get
to go hang out by a nuclear power plant. And,
all the asbestos you can huff. I mean, it's awesome. So speaking of that area, Zion Cyclery, Chris Daisy, our musical director, and I went to band practice at his house last Thursday, and those guys rock. And we came up with the idea, you know, we did our 1 year anniversary show from his basement with him rocking out,
right?
He had a 3-piece band that just blew the basement windows out, and we're gonna do a big show with the full band and a big party, all the test pilots, Luns.
That is going to be a show to listen to. Yeah.
We're gonna try and make Olaf proud. Maybe we'll get a circus act.
Maybe we are a circus act.
Well, we have Luns, so.
Yeah, Dave called in earlier today.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
So that's our Christmas, our holiday special.
Yeah, you've got another like holiday season event going on too, right?
Excuse me.
Like a week later. Was it a week later? 2 weeks
so
later.
So our Kayuna Fat New Yurt Adventure. So they've built these yurts at Kayuna. Yeah, it's the Minnesota DNR, whatever, the government.
And the yurt is a...
It's a canvas covered...
Semi-permanent...
Right, yeah. It's...
Shelter.
Yeah. It's a deluxe tent with a wood stove in it.
Right in the middle of it?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Anyway... Don't touch the stove if it's hot.
Right. That's what she said. And we're back on last week again.
So it sleeps like 7 people. So I already asked Adam and I asked Sven to go with. So we're going to ring in the new year with living in a yurt. And we're thinking about, we don't know if this is actually a prize or whether this would be punishment. We're thinking about, you know, having a listener get a trip there as long as you can drive to wherever it is, Brainerd, Bumblefuck, Minnesota.
Yeah, we'll pay for your beer and your yurt.
Yeah, we'll even like cook you dinner, and if you fall and stuff, we'll help you up, and we'll help you fix your bike if you need it. But
and we'll watch you ride off into the distance.
Yeah, we'll definitely probably drive you crazy. So you have to kind of be old grumpy guy. Tolerant, I guess. How's that sound, Travis?
Boy, I'm signing up.
I'll kick ass, man. I am there.
So, just fly down to Minneapolis. We can probably scoop you up on the way past.
Oh, yeah. You know I got a spot on the roof rack for you, Travis.
I was just noticing how many rocking chairs I have that would strap perfectly to the top of an FJ.
Oh, nice. I think I have the Yakima or Thule rocking chair mounts.
So, you know, we're having that inner bike thing coming up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I've been trying to pay attention to what events are coming up. You put one in the show notes today. I'm like, I kind of saw that. I'm like,
we have to make fun of this, well, right?
Right? Yeah, pretty much.
That's what you asked me. It's like, we're pretty much going to make fun of this. Well, I'm like, yeah.
I didn't want to. If it was something near and dear to your heart, which it is, in a way.
Right. Like, everybody loves this movie, has seen it, and was like, damn, it's a kick-ass movie.
Yeah, so the premise is?
Well, the cast of Breaking Away is going to have a reunion at the Interbike Awards Gala. Along with notable cycling celebrities, also is set to appear as presenters. Cadel Evans, Tour de France winner, Cadel Evans.
Wow.
John Eustace, have no freaking idea who that is. And
with the other three guys he's with, though, I think we probably should know who he is.
Greg Airbold and Gary Fisher, but hey, who's?
Hey, John Eustace.
Yeah.
Hey, color guy. Find out who that guy is.
Who's John Eustace?
John Eustace.
He's on that.
If he was, if he listened to our show, he's not going to anymore.
He's like, those fuckers. Who the hell is Gomez?
Hey, H-Ball, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. And Gary Fisher, you know, he's a cool cat.
You guys pegged it. Have you guys seen the Gary Fisher video that we got at Interbike?
We're going to put YouTube. It back up on Facebook, and I think it's scheduled right before Interbike.
Yeah, you guys have to check that out. Gary Fisher is so awesome. He was just walking through the Interbike Expo area, the indoor part, and we were talking to the guys from RSD,
right?
And Gomez and I just kind of stepped in front of him and asked him to say something about fat bikes, and he just went off immediately on
had written a script. Like I'm walking through Interbike and I'm goodness. Just open. Yeah, yeah.
So I can. That. I almost have it memorized because it's so good. But you should watch it when that comes back on.
The movie Breaking Away won a Golden Globe in 1980 and he won the Golden Globe for Best Motion Picture. So it was like Best Picture Award.
Yeah, it was nominated.
I don't know what it was up against. I mean, I've seen Breaking Away a bunch of times.
It won an Oscar for best writing in a screenplay.
Wasn't there a Star Wars out in 1980?
What are you trying to say? The Golden Globes have their head up their ass?
I mean, I've probably seen that movie at least 20 times.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it all the way through probably twice. But And whenever I catch a spot, it's like, oh, there it is. And I watch whatever part's on. Because it's a great movie. Ciao, bella. God damn it, I want French fries.
All these eeny foods.
Yeah, that's a classic. So, but the joke of is it the punchline of this whole thing is?
They want 100 clams to reserve a spot at the Gala Awards, and they want 125 at the door if you don't pre-register.
If it's for like trail advocacy or something, I could see throwing some money down maybe, but.
Cutter's Fund.
Cutters!
So you probably won't see Sven Gomez or Dirty. Well, maybe Dirty will go.
If we do show up, they'll probably push us away and say, you cannot come in here. You are not allowed.
You guys were mean on the podcast. So anyway.
But still, you got to admit.
It's funny.
There's another thing going on up north.
It's like, it's pure comedy. It's like JK being the last living member of the Archies. That's a joke, man.
That's the joke.
That's a joke, son.
Yeah. Well, so? You know, we got punchlines, we got jokes, we got parables, perhaps, and fat bike links.
We do. I was searching for Eurobike stuff about fat bikes. There just didn't seem to be a whole lot.
I've been begging Canon, my contacts at Cannondale, to talk to me about this fat cad. Hopefully they'll be at Interbike and we can surround them. Me, Dirty, all of us. Maybe with techno music
we should bring, who should have that canned European version just on like a, you know what they ought to make is like a little one play flash drive or something that every time you push the button it plays the same thing, then you can record it yourself.
Dang.
And it would be like yeah. So but they did show their new fat bike at Eurobike, and they admitted that they were a little late to the game, mm-hmm. but they felt that it made them pick the right thing right away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Well, exactly. Didn't our girl Katie have something to do with the graphics on that one?
Yeah, she showed me graphics a long time ago.
And she's the graphical genius on the...
But she plays it very cool. You know, these employees have to be, you know, they have to be very, very tight-lipped, and they really can't, you know, they can't say things.
It's so unfat bike to do that.
I don't know.
Whatever. I like to do whatever I do, and everybody else can just... do what they do.
Suck it.
Do what they do.
Suck it. Wow. Well said, Travis.
Suck it. The guys out there at Bruce's place in East Lothian in Scotland.
Yeah, our man Jeff Price went riding with Bruce, and you'll see a video of that coming up here on the www.fat-bike.com.
Meanwhile, you can get a teaser over there at Coast Kids site.
Bruce, we have to hang with that dude. We have to just sit in a mossy, rocky alcove and drink peaty scotch.
Peaty.
And I don't know.
I only have one scotch story so far. I need more.
More scotch stories,
more please. Scotch stories, please.
Hey, you know what else is cool? Plus bike links.
Tell me more.
Mr. Segway, this show. Johnny Segway.
Rick, Asian Bob. Window.
You'd think after show number 70, you'd know how to do it.
Dude, that was freaking smooth as butter.
Butter.
Mm-hmm.
Do tell.
We got Asian Bob here on an MG Cycles. That's a B-plus back. Met Dirty on his journey across the southern part, the northern part of the southern part of our great country.
Great country. He was saying something about hippies down south, but I think did he make it to his final destination now?
He said he could not call in tonight because he has 70 miles left and he's going to ride all night. And we were doing this via text. So I just said, you tried meth, didn't you?
Hey, that's what they got down
he's
there.
He's like, no, I can see a cold beer and a naked woman, he said.
Huh.
Hmm. 70 miles.
He's 70
got a,
miles.
He's got a vision.
Not his sister, I assume.
I hope not.
Well, we had Andy Skoglund from Surly on the show.
Yeah.
Let's give them another shout out and thank Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast.
Yeah, Surly's cool and stuff. But you know what's even cooler?
then
that was an extended one.
What can be cooler?
We have a new gift shop on the old Space Place. I like to call it Space.
Did you see how I got the little thing that says shop?
You got it to move on.
Right in the place where you...
Yes. Yeah. Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Well played. That's Sven, ladies and gentlemen. That little golf club for Sven. He got the whole thing. He's doing the whole. He is our shopkeeper. When you order something, Sven is gonna
for this one thing, and then
who knows? Yeah, whatever. Maybe we're hiring.
Yeah, maybe. So yeah, we're starting to get a couple of things on there. We've got buttons on there right now, two different sizes. We got patches that'll be on there really soon. And we're doing the Yeti Von Evil t-shirt, which is kind of the coup de grace of these next 6 weeks. It's basically the idea is we're going to do this for 6 weeks.
And I already got a really kick-ass idea for a design for a new shirt.
Yeah, we're going to do so. What we're going to do is we're going to take pre-orders because we're just going to print as many as people want. We're not going to get stuck with inventory on these things.
Right.
You know, we're not made out of money over here. So what we're going to do is we're going to have two print dates. They'll be clearly labeled in the description. You pay for it. If you get in before the first one, we do it on the first run. Second run. After that's over, though, it's over. We're not doing any more of that shirt, but we're going to bring another one online.
Right. I have groovy ideas
for
new designs. And we have a lot of really cool archive designs that you're going to want to look at.
Right. And, you know, thank Uncle Gomez, because he does search out the artists and the people, the skill folk, the ones with the knowledge and the talent to actually help us with some of these crazy ideas.
Yeah, it's a golf clap.
You get a golf, get a golf clap. And JK Living, everybody, thank you for coming here every single week. Whether we invite you or not, you show up. And thanks again.
Pressed against the shop window.
This is just choking me up now. This is like I don't know, Bye Bye Birdie here.
So that's the shop thing, like pretty much. Just check it out. There's a little link right along the underneath our banner picture or whatever that says shop.
Right. Click on that. And
if it doesn't work, don't blame me. Oh, yeah. Wait, do blame me.
Hey,
wait, let me know about that.
I don't know about that.
It'll work.
Just find that at fat-bike.com. That's where he lives.
If you expect an answer, good luck with that. Customer service, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, Travis, I guess we're gonna pass out. I mean, step out of here pretty quick.
Yeah, I think we're done, except for next week's question. You have that right on the tip of your manchu there.
Yep. Join us next week, where the question of the week, what is your fat bike dream destination? Call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave Sven and Gomez a message.
Yeah, I think that's important to just keep hammering away at, is you guys can call and leave us a message. We'll include it in the show. So if you can't make it at the generous one-hour window that we give you from 8 to 9 Central Time every week, you have the other 257 hours or however many hours are in the week to leave us a message. Dex,
and my dream fat bike destination is the planet Lovetron. Get real. Brap.
Go Dex.
That's, you know, that would make it on our radio program if that's what you're into.
Yeah. We have some other ideas for it too down the road. All right, Travis. Thanks for hanging out, man.
Leave that message, though.
Hey, it's great talking with you guys. Real quick, I did talk to Kathy Merchant a couple of weeks ago.
Oh yeah,
she did call me in regarding volunteering for the expo and the Big Fat Ride.
Nice.
And told her, wherever you see my skill set most needed, happy to do it. And so she's putting a couple committees together: one for the ride, one for the expo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what she's got going is really cool. You know, having everybody do the Big Fat Ride and have everything dumped back at the convention center. And she did say she's got like 250 pizzas lined up and a couple of kegs donated already.
All right. Okay. That'll cover me and Gomez.
Our friend Kevin Breitenbach is going to lead a ride, I understand, if I can believe what I read on the interwebs.
Very cool.
He's up in Fairbanks, right?
Right. One of the nicest guys.
Cool. Where they've already received snow this year.
Yeah, they already got their first snow up in Fairbanks.
Oh, yeah, it was 28 degrees at my house this morning in Anchorage. When I got back from my Oregon trip, there was termination dust, a little dust in the snow on the hillside. Leaves are starting to turn, and I am so ready for a wintertime night ride.
The moose are starting to get randy.
So I think we should have a contest. We should have a contest.
I got charged by a moose last night.
Wow.
Really? What kind of cards do they take?
Yeah.
Do they take Diners Club?
No, only American Express, man. I was up playing the ball with my dog in the field, man, and this cow charged me with two calves. And I'd seen her earlier. She takes off in the woods. Next thing I know, man, she pops out of the woods and is just in a dead straight run coming straight at me. So I dive off into the woods with my dog and I'm hiding in some alders. And I see her go by and I see the two calves go by. And I'm like, something has to be pushing these. A cow moose just doesn't charge from that far away. She was like 100 yards when she started running at me and I saw her. It was really weird. So I hung out in the woods some more. And sure enough, man, the Randy Bull comes walking on by. She had a suitor looking through
with two kids from two different male moose from two different years, and now she's getting a third.
That's a big animal.
Oh yeah,
and they all know kung fu. They goose step and they like kick you in the face and then trample you.
Yeah, big definitely a major concern. You don't want to get in a close encounter with 1,000 pounds of meat, man.
From the moose, please. All right, Travis. Well, we're going to wrap this thing up. Thanks for calling in and hanging out. You're an awesome ambassador, fat ambassador.
Yeah, I think that you're the ambassador of the month for August. Congratulations.
That should entitle. Awesome. That should probably entitle you to something.
Golf clap.
I wouldn't count on it, but you never know.
We got to send him a patch.
Golf clap is
something.
Fine, man. My pleasure and honor.
All right, man. See you all next right. week or whenever.
All right, you guys have a good week, man.
Okay. Bye.
All right, boys and girls, that's all for the show. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's Weekly Dose of Fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.